Praise the one who makes us one in the name of Jesus. For a lot of people, religion and faith are all about me. Forgiveness is earned, even deserved, either by being good or by being sorry enough or feeling guilty enough when you were bad. And prayer, that's a deal too. You put in the work, you pray really hard, and it might work out. Dear God, if you do this, I'll do that. If you save me from this mess that I have created, I'll be a better person. Really, I will. And God, I'll never do that. I'll never say that again. You and me, okay? All of this is sort of a scale, a measure between my good and my bad, where my successes need to outweigh my failures before God so that He's good to me. And you know how this thinking runs, dear saints of God, because you and I, we live it too. Good, then failure, then guilt, then sorry, then good, then failure, then guilt, then sorry, then good. The scale isn't balanceable ever. Faith that begins and ends with you begins and ends with your judgment. Your Lord Jesus knows this too. He knows what always is kind of tugging on you, pulling your heartstrings. No let up, really. He knows the way that you so much, a little or a lot, want to earn, deserve. He not only knows that you are stuck in it, He knows you'll fail in it miserably. Do you now believe, He says to His apostles? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone, for the Father is with me. God knows you are going to fail Him. He knows you were born a sinner and that you will die a sinner too. Your good will never outweigh your evil. Your being happy before God won't fix your making God sad. In fact, at the moment of your greatest failure, when you and I abandon Him, that is where He saves us. From the very religion we're trapped in. Jesus, you see, lives our religion for us before God. He is always good, always perfect before God's law. And He counts that perfection, His now, His, He counts as your perfection. Then He dies your death, suffering as if the scales of His life were completely, totally weighted down by sin, yours and mine, and the entire world's. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I've overcome the world. You lose with the scale religion, and Jesus saves you anyway. In the world is plenty of the scale religion, and it means no peace, none ever. Make-believe peace, sure, whistling in the dark kind of peace, oh sure, yeah. But finally and always, no peace, not the real stuff. In Jesus, though, you have peace, peace with God. Finally and always, and peace with those around you as well. Look around you today. go ahead. It's okay to turn your head. Good Friday is where He overcame the world for you. His death is the end of your sins. His resurrection, your justification. His righteousness, the balancing finally of God's scales in your favor. But, well, if you think I'm telling you in the same breath that it's okay to hang out and stay in your sins, well, then you're still trying to make all this about you. Brothers and sisters, you've been set free from your sins. You don't have to wallow in their stench any longer. You were baptized out of them, bodied and blooded, forgiven, turned loose, set free from them. You have died to the religion of the world, the religion where you get what you deserve. Now you live alive in the reality of Jesus. You get what Jesus deserves and what He has earned for you. Christian faith, following Jesus, the church, never been about you. It is about Jesus for you. It isn't about what you have or haven't done. It's about what Jesus did and didn't do for you. And Christian faith in the church isn't even about how you happen to feel on any given day. It is about Christ Jesus and His utter faith. Fullness, no matter how you feel about it or anything else. And get this. When you join those disciples in their great runaway escape from Jesus, you know about that? Such courageous commitment. Well, when you run from Jesus, Jesus runs too, but He runs to you. Even when we abandon Him to the cross, there He stays put for me and you, and He dies for all. If you make faith in the church about you, you're never going to have peace. You'll always have despair. That deep down feeling that you're going to fail before God eventually. But brothers and sisters, He doesn't fail. He hasn't ever failed, never will fail. And that's where your peace comes from. It comes from His overcoming the world for you, not your overcoming the world. By the way, His salvation isn't just a later thing, something in the sweet by and by. On some day when you finally close your eyes on this earth for the last time. No, His salvation is right now. Right now in present reality. Changing how things are with you and God and one another. From now on. Right now you have peace with God. Tomorrow you will have peace with God. And that is the confidence with which you pray. You pray as someone who's loved by God. You approach God. You ask Him, knowing that in the very name of Jesus, He knows who's knocking at His door, seeking His favor, bending His ears. It's none other than His child, His dear child, His forgiven in the blood of Jesus child. God not only hears your prayers, but He answers them. In fact, it pleases Him to answer your prayers. And that's what's different, you see, between the faith of scales and earning and deserving and the faith that is in Jesus and Him alone. With the faith of those scales, you have to appease God first and make Him happy. You got to pony up some good, some acceptable behavior before He's ever even going to look your way, much less answer your prayers. But Jesus turns all this on its ear. He says that God loves to hear your prayers and it pleases Him to answer them. God loves you like you love your children. No. He loves us more than that because you and I are still evil, still sinful, still running from Him, abandoning Him while so often talking up a big line. But the Lord is perfect. And He knows just the right, the best way to answer your pleas, giving you good gifts, gifts anchored upon a future and a hope. So ask and know that you'll receive. Believe that your Lord will give you even more than you ask for. For Christianity and faith and church aren't about you. Thanks be to God. It's about Jesus, all about Jesus. And in Jesus, prayer isn't a deal anymore, not some negotiation. It is God showing His love for you, His being good, and His being gracious to you. Well, if you haven't listened to anything I said, at least give me your ear now. When things in your life get darkest, when the hurt, when the pain, when the loneliness, when the reality of deep, deep distress, when you are mired yet again in that bottom of the barrel darkness of your awful and habitual sin, remember His promise. You are not alone. You've never been alone. The Father was with Him, and He is with you too. So be of good cheer, says Jesus. I have overcome the world. That's the gospel this morning again. You have desperately needed to hear it and to taste it again. It's about Jesus. No more deals. No more you earning, trying to get on the deserving tip of the scales. No more uncertainty, wondering if. You are saved by Jesus, by Him alone. He is your peace. And the answer to all your prayers. And He is the answer to all the prayers of the saints at First Lutheran Church, Knoxville. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.